This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hello, Patriots, and welcome to the Monday edition of The Short of It. I hope you had a very restful weekend from all the lefty nonsense that's sweeping across our country. I tell you what, here in D.C., I had some friends that were coming back into the district, and they said that they had some protesters actually blocking the roads. And my husband just told me that a bunch of people drove by in cars honking their horns very loudly with Black Lives Matter sign in their cars, which, you know, you're absolutely allowed to protest. I just don't know what standing around in 100 degree heat or trying to annoy everyone in a neighborhood actually does for the cause. I mean, we all get it. All lives matter. If you've had any crazy experiences in your city, email me at redhatfeedback@gmail.com so I can be sure to share them with everyone on the podcast. But anyway, before we get all involved, let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from his word, Psalm 19, 1-2. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. So a couple of things for this podcast. Since it's the beginning of the week, I wanted to encourage you to keep doing what it is you're doing to help President Trump get reelected in November. It is so important that we keep going. Look, I know things are heavy and the left is attacking us on all sides, but that's okay. We can do this if we work together. Just keep going. Keep focused. And most importantly, don't forget to pray. We have to pray for our country and we have to pray for a good outcome in the November election. Now, secondly, I wanted to talk about a tweet that Joe Biden sent out today. He said, "Imagine the future we can create with Donald Trump out of the White House." This is good. We're going to break down this tweet a little bit. So, a future where we tackle the climate crisis. Have you looked over his climate crisis agenda? It's going to cost $2 trillion. And he wants to implement the Green New Deal. You know, the absolutely ridiculous one that we all made fun of months ago when AOC came out with it. Yeah, it's just not doable. It's not a doable thing. And also, he wants an inclusive and empowering all-of-government approach, because that's what the Democrats are now. They're socialists. It's right there in the plan. All you have to do is read it. He wants to build a new American economy. I think Trump knows how to build an economy. I think Trump is building the economy back. And I think Trump even built the economy back after he closed the economy for a pandemic. I think that lends credibility to President Trump. Joe Biden also wants to end our gun violence epidemic. This is news to me. I didn't know we had a gun violence epidemic. Did you? I thought it was just all about Second Amendment rights. If you look on Joe Biden's campaign website, he wants to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The problem with that is, what is defined as a assault weapon? I believe most Democrats define assault weapons as like AR-15s. An AR-15 is a semi-automatic gun, right? And most guns sold on the market are semi-automatic guns. So I would be very careful with the language that they use, because, see, Democrats are sneaky and they really, really want to take all of our guns away. He wants to reduce stockpiling of weapons. And they always use the word weapons, right? I mean, I understand that a gun is a weapon, but they use it to try to use the scary language and try to, again, push fear on people, right? Psychology. First of all, the Second Amendment allows me to have as many guns as I want to. So I don't really care if it makes Joe Biden or any other lefty snowflake uncomfortable. And let's not forget about red flag laws. We know how those have worked out in the past. And I have a question. How is gun control working for Chicago, where 65 people were shot over the weekend? I think Joe Biden's completely missing the mark on this. He also wants to ensure our government works for all, not just the wealthy few. He wants to reduce the corrupting influence of money in politics and make it easier for candidates of all backgrounds to run for office. Pretty sure most people can run for office. There's a few rules that are laid down, yes. I think overall our government does a really good job. See, the Democrats, they have a problem with capitalism, and that's what they hate. They hate that we are a republic, and so they're always looking to restructure it. Could we have fresh blood in Congress? Sure, because there's corrupt people on both sides. And I think that's why everyone is starting to focus in on the local level and then going up, because we have to be sure that we have people that actually stand for truth that are representing us. So all in all, you can see that Biden is still really confused, that Biden is not competent to be president, and that in November, you should definitely vote for Donald Trump. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I go, if you would like to support our work, head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button at the top. Thanks, y'all.